Software testing: a brief primer. What is software testing? There are many published definitions of software testing. However, all of these definitions boil down to essentially the same thing. Software testing is the process of executing software in a controlled manner, in order to answer the question, does the software behave as specified? Software testing is often used in association with the terms verification and validation. Verification is the checking or testing of items, including software, for conformance and consistency with an associated specification. Software testing is just one kind of verification, which also uses techniques such as reviews, analysis, inspections, and walkthroughs. Validation is the process of checking that what has been specified is what the user actually wanted. Validation. Are we doing the right job? Verification. Are we doing the job right? The term bug is often used to refer to a problem or fault in a computer. There are software bugs and hardware bugs. The term originated in the United States, at the time when pioneering computers were built out of valves, when a series of previously inexplicable faults were eventually traced to moths flying about inside the computer. Software testing should not be confused with debugging. Debugging is the process of analyzing and locating bugs when software does not exist as expected. Although the identification of some bugs will be obvious from playing with the software, a methodical approach to software testing is a much more thorough means of identifying bugs. Debugging is there before an activity which supports testing, but cannot replace testing. However, no amount of testing can be guaranteed to discover all bugs. Other activities which are often associated with software testing are static analysis and dynamic analysis. Static analysis investigates the source code of software, looking for problems and gathering metrics without actually executing the code. Dynamic analysis looks at the behavior of software while it is executing, to provide information such as 4.2 outline. A test plan will have the following structure. A. Test plan identifier. B. Introduction. C. Test items. D. Features to be tested. E. Features not to be tested. F. Approach. G. Item pass, fail criteria. H. Suspension criteria and compliance requirements. I. Test deliverables. J. Testing tasks. K. Environmental needs. L. Responsibilities. M. Staffing and training needs. N. Schedule. O. Risks and contingencies. P. Approval. The sections will be ordered in the SP. Test items. Identify the test items, including their version, revision level. Also specify characteristics of their transmittal. Media that impact hardware requirements or indicate the need for logical or physical transformations before testing can begin, e.g., programs must be transferred from tape to disk. Supply references to the following test item documentation, if it exists. Requirements specification. Design specification. User's guide. Operations guide. Installation guide. Features to be tested. Identify all software features and combinations of software features to be tested. Identify the test design specifications associated with each feature and each combination of features. Features not to be tested. Identify all features and significant combinations of features that will not be tested and the reasons. What does it take to build the best test organization? Attitude. Conviction. Killing instinct to dig out and deliver. Culture. Work towards passion and not money. Work towards technology, sharing and learning. Power of ethics. What we do. Building silicon with XYZ architecture. Putting on e-Linux, building an image and then putting on top of it. Wireless network support followed by release. Some fun time. 1. Reporting all passes and sending the report without actually executing the tests. The product getting backfired from the customer promises. The industry does not spare mistakes, and this one can be worst. 2. Templates. Test plan, test case. Priority and severity states and trade-offs between them. Mapping to our jargon blocker and crasher. Release blockers. Last severity one but first priority, blocker, from our perspective. Examples of extreme cases. Has anyone come across a Microsoft product which specifies Win instead of Windows, but you will not be able to find it? Why? Because as a tester, you might be logging it as a last sever. But for the vendor, Microsoft, it becomes priority one blocker. Test blockers is a typical case in which you log the crash bug blocker, but it is taken as a last priority by the management. Why? In one of the instances, a vendor had released a version of OS, which specified that after installing the OS on a new machine, pull out the cable to the HDD and the OS will crash and would be completely unrecoverable and would be required to reinstall the entire OS again. Still, the vendor released. Why? Because the vendor would not expect the end user to do it. Examples of extreme cases. S1 but last priority. Crash. Effective execution and reporting. Importance of logs. Importance of logging with respect to not logging. Automation. What takes it to implement? The road ahead. Notepad to write Java files to code generating wizards. Importance of testing. A couple of URLs that could come in as handy. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/software_testing. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/scenario_test. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/test_suite. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/software_engineering. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/test_script. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/regression_testing. stickyminds.com. What is testing.com? scriptinganswers.com. pearlmonks.com. squara-tester.com. indiantestingboard.org. Source by Abhinav Vaid.